This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, NZ finally wakes up to science and the bioeconomy is about to boom. Here's a sentence we haven't said in years. New Zealand just made a smart, future-focused science move, and it could actually pay off. In a surprise to many and a quiet relief to the country's science and innovation community, the New Zealand government is ditching its outdated Crown Research Institutes and forming three new science powerhouses with a clear mission: turn research into economic results. And not just the kind that fill up academic journals. We're talking jobs, exports, bio-based startups, climate resilience, and actual innovation that helps New Zealand grow out of its economic slump. This is the biggest science restructure in 30 years. And unlike previous reforms bogged down by bureaucracy, this one's aiming straight for the heart of the economy, with a clear commercial focus and a bold bioeconomy vision. So what's the deal? The three new research entities launching by 1st July are New Zealand Institute for Bioeconomy Science, a game changer for future food and functional manufacturing. Expect movement in agriculture, aquaculture, forestry, biotech, and climate-focused ecosystems. This is where alt proteins, bio inputs, and export-ready IP will take root. New Zealand Institute for Earth Science, charged with sustainable energy, resource management, and climate resilience. It's part disaster-proofing, part green transition. New Zealand Institute for Public Health and Forensic Science. Mostly a name change, but a timely boost for disease detection, public safety, and lab-based services. What sets these apart? Each is built to connect science with commercial outcomes, not in 10 years, but now. Instead of passive research, these bodies will work actively with industry, startups, and export stakeholders to create usable, sellable, scalable solutions. This move finally gives New Zealand a foot in the future food and biotech race. It positions the country to develop APTs, alternative protein things, high-value IP and shelf-stable exports that can outlast global freight shocks and turn climate risk into commercial edge. Think less talk, more tech, and a bioeconomy that might actually pay dividends. If these new institutes stay agile and connected, they'll create real jobs in regional labs and on the ground. Farmers could start growing bio-input crops. Startups could finally scale without jumping the ditch. Exporters could tap into demand for shelf-stable, functional food. And it all builds resilience at a time when resilience is the new gold standard. For a country that's spent the past few years playing economic catch-up, this is a rare moment of forward motion. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.